communicate as much as you can with as many people as possible.
The one thing I learned. Lessons for life.
Welcome to the One Thing I Learned podcast. This week I'm speaking with Nick Long. Nick has become a great friend since we've worked together in the film industry. Nick runs a company called Salon. They provide bespoke solutions for editors and post-production facilities. And Nick just runs a superb business. His father set up the business before him, so it's been running for decades. Nick has a superb way about him. He's always going above and beyond for other people. And he's run a successful business through some of the hardest times the industry has known. So he's bound to have something worthwhile for us to listen to.
It's really difficult, this. I've been thinking of so many things. I kept changing my mind. But I think it's going to be communicate more. And by that, I mean face-to-face or actually in person on the phone. I think we're in an age now where we have more and more technology to communicate, but we're actually communicating less as humans. I see so many younger people. I feel like I'm only in my 40s. I feel like I've become that old person that's only younger people. But they don't pick up the phone anymore to get that instant, you know, I've sent an email, I'm waiting for a reply. Yeah, but if you want to know now, pick up the phone, talk to people face to face, and you can judge their emotions and how they're thinking rather than sometimes emails, texts, things like that. You can misjudge. If you look at sort of in years gone by, people used to communicate with pictures, and now we're bringing about technology where computers are creating pictures for us. So we're not even doing that ourselves. I just think, yeah, we're losing the art of communication a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And it's such a key lesson, isn't it? And it's something you see kids learn pretty well. Like when they're at school, they sort of just go say, hey, hi, and they just go and talk to people.
Yeah.
And as you become adults, you sort of lose that childlike factor.
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm coming from a position where I used to find it really hard to communicate one-on-one with people. I'd be fine in front of huge groups of people, and I mean, years ago I used to DJ in front of crowds of, you know, 1,200, 1,300 people, and it was fine. But if I was put in a room one-to-one to communicate face-to-face, I just found it really difficult. And I think when I started in my sort of business life, I'd go into networking events and I'd be like, don't know how to strike up a conversation. So it came over the years, and it became a lot easier, and now walk in and talk to anyone. I don't really care. But I do find when I talk to people starting out, especially in the business world, they're very reluctant to pick up the phone and actually have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
And I think that's getting worse and worse. I'm currently 42. I run my own business, which I took over a family firm 20 odd years ago. And was very much shown as a rabbit in the headlights. I think a lot of people think, you know, oh goodness, she took over the family firm, that was easy, it was handed on a plate. But actually, when I took over with my current business partner, we didn't really know anyone. There was someone else running the business. There was no real handover, and we were sort of thrown out into the wilderness. We sort of had to build it back up again and go out there, and we'd be at events where we didn't really know anyone, and you sort of got to start the whole networking thing. And if you don't know anyone at any of these network events, and you're not that confident to go up and start speaking, if you haven't got that gift of the gab, and I was, what, 21, 22, just out of university, it's very, very difficult. And you have to kind of build up those communication skills. And ultimately, you just got to throw yourself in it. I think in hindsight, I kind of think, oh God, it actually took a long time. And actually, if I look back, I could have sped that process up and just gone, you know what, doesn't matter what people think. I could stand in front of someone and talk rubbish, but you just got to kind of brush it off.
And so do you think you learned that at that period? Is that when you sort of realised, or is it sort of you learned how to communicate yourself then, and then as you're looking at the people that work in your business, looking at how they operate, or not just in your business, but across industries, it's like I found something similar where, you know, people are very quick to send an email and haven't heard back for 5 days.
Yeah.
Or
maybe, it drives me mad.
Yeah. And I think quite often it's best to sort of try and call initially, and maybe they're not then.
And I think what's happening is, especially if you're sort of sending an email and then not hearing back and waiting to, and people forget to then follow up, we're actually creating tools now. If you look at sort of some of the major email platforms, they remind you after a few days that you haven't heard back. And so we're losing that ability to think about and remembering stuff ourselves. We're relying on technology to remind us to contact people rather than us going, let's just pick up the phone, I'll get an answer straight away. The other thing with communication is if you ring someone to do something and you don't hear back for days, and when you ring them, you say, hey, you haven't called me back. And they say, oh, I haven't got an answer yet. Well, call me. Call me and tell me. Just update me and say, look, just letting you know, I'm still on this. Yeah. But I don't have an answer yet. Otherwise, I think you've forgotten about me.
Yeah.
It's that two-way conversation between people. Yeah. I think we need to keep.
You said that you enjoyed listening to Simon Rogers' lesson on this podcast, didn't you? Like
Simon was spot on. From a business point of view, absolutely spot on. You've got to keep that communication channel with your customers and, you know, make them feel like, you know, they're part of the family. Yeah. Which they are in our business. They are. All of my customers, thank goodness, are good friends, and they, you know, we want to look after them, and it's not sort of forced. You don't go, oh God, there's customers, we better look after them. It's a genuine, because otherwise it's no fun, is it? If you can't have a fun time when you're working and also work hard, it's not that enjoyable.
Yeah, it sort of doesn't feel so much like work when you realise, exactly. Once you work out that actually you're on a journey and all your relationships, whether they be professional or personal, it's the same thing, like you're living one life. And I think it's sort of quite easy to think, oh, I've just got to get to the end destination, like I've got to have the finished film and it's got to be this or whatever it is that you're doing. Whereas actually life is a bit of a musical thing, and we forget sometimes that it, you know, you're supposed to play along as you go, and it's a dance rather than just being there for the end product. Because if that's the way, then it's probably very unrewarding, because you get the thing done and then you go, well, now what?
Totally. And I think also communicate with as many different people as possible as well.
Yeah.
You know, if I look at my personal life and my friend base, I've got friends from all walks of life. I've got friends from, you know, the poorest backgrounds to the richest backgrounds to the mega rich backgrounds, because I'll chat to anyone and I'll go for a drink with anybody. And you hear all, you get a full encompassing view of the world and life from talking to so many different people.
Yeah.
And
have you found that when you do communicate, that actually it leads to paths that you couldn't see before? It almost unveils directions. So you might go to something thinking you're going to have one conversation, but just by talking to them, you realise that there's
And you might suddenly open a door. I think I've been listening to all of the past podcasts and someone else mentioned this. You just don't know. Go to everything. Make friends with as many people as you can. And yeah, that leads on to other things. When I think of like some of the people I'm friends with now, it's through other people and communicating with them and going out and talking to those people and being introduced and introductions and networks. Through one-on-one conversations.
Has there been an example of when that you've seen that go really, really right, or you're really happy with because, you know, someone picked up the phone, or because there was a conversation, it avoided disaster or something like that?
I think it happens actually every day of my life. I see, not necessarily with me, just me, but with maybe our team or within the business, that picking up the phone and getting instant answers and finding information out quickly just makes operationally a business run a lot better and a lot smoother, and it keeps your customers happy because they're being kept updated, or they're giving you answers straight away so you can act on them. I think you're wasting time otherwise. You know, as you say, you send an email and you don't get a reply for 5 days. Well, that's 5 days of this time wasted. You could have got that done, shelved it, moved on to the next thing, get more done in the space of time.
Also, you can't, as you say, you can't get the sentiment. So
no,
people might not be happy. But
no, and I would have thought that happens a lot with me. I'm incredibly sarcastic, and I might put that in a message. And I'm sure many people read messages from me and go, God, what an arse. I don't. I'm just being humorous. Well, I think I am. Maybe I'm not that funny. But no, you pick up the phone, you can just tell, can't you? You can tell if someone's happy, you can tell if they're sad, you can tell if they're angry. And you can also go to the business world, if someone calls up and they've got a problem, you can tell instantly if this problem is incredibly serious and needs sorting right this moment, or it's a problem, but look, I'll leave it with you, it can be sorted, but I'm just letting you know about it. You can sort of prioritise, but you just get that feel, it's a gut feeling. Communicate as much as you can with as many people as possible. You'll forge more friendship, you'll forge larger networks of people, whether it's business or personally. It will keep everyone happy, it will keep everything flowing a lot better. Just talk to one another. Probably solve wars as well, if we did more of that.
The one thing I learned, one guest, one story, one lesson, every week. Kind of lesson that stays with you. Not advice, not noise, just something true. Something gathered on the way. Something worth passing on. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And at theonethingilearned.com. Produced by Amelia Clement. Music by Benjamin Hallway from Stamp Productions.